KNOM Profiles.
The Norton Sound Health Corporation's Regional Hospital and Koyana Care Center has officially completed the move to its new building in Nome. Just last week, on March 5th, Patient Move Day marked the final day of transition. The new Norton Sound Hospital was originally set to open in December 2012 and then at the end of January 2013, but the date was pushed back until March 5th. NSHC President and CEO Angie Gorn says that the management team decided to push the date back for several reasons.
Even though we would have been ready to go, we felt as though the training wasn't where it needed to be to move in on that date. So for optimal patient safety and to get everything in place, we decided to push the date back.
Gorn says that training was needed for the brand new equipment, as just about everything in the old facility was replaced, except for a mammography machine and a few Pyxis medication dispensing machines. She says construction of the Koyana Care Center, or QCC, was also not fully completed. Every department is together now in the new facility. A portion of programs already moved around December 5th, 2012, including eye care, dental, audiology, diabetes services, WIC, infant learning, and Healthy Start. Gorn says the QCC, the entire inpatient unit, and all the services and support functions for those departments, such as social services and respiratory therapy, were the last to make the final move last week. She says staff is no longer at the old building.
It's vacant. We're still accessing the building. We need to go back and clean and determine how to decommission some of the old furniture and equipment.
As for the future of the old hospital building, Gorn says some plans have been made, including gathering together a few programs that are spread throughout Nome.
We have some programs that were unable to fit in the new facility, believe it or not. Our billing program is still downtown, and the short-term plan was to have that department move into the old facility.
She says the Office of Environmental Health and Injury Prevention will be moving there as well. The big transition over to the new hospital was on Patient Move Day. Gorn says it was calm, exhilarating, and very exciting. She adds that staff was prepared for hiccups in the process, and a couple things did pop up. But she says even after the opening, the staff is meeting and resolving any issues.
It went extremely smooth. We had no incidents. In fact, on the QCC end with our elders, we've had no falls, and that's pretty outstanding. We were prepared within the first 72 hours with a new environment, to have elders, you know, be a little more confused. And so our goal was to have enough staffing and to make sure that everything was safe, and we've done that. So we're pretty excited about that.
Gorn says that NSHC staff wanted to make this day special for patients. Some even gave permission for their photos to be taken as the move happened. She says there have been many comments on the view out onto the tundra and the Bering Sea.
You know, one patient who was on the inpatient unit moved from the old facility to the new facility, and he walked in and just was amazed. And his comment was something like, wow, you know, this is unbelievable. And just that patient experience, I think, was incredible. Our elders, we wheeled them into their new home, and they were just amazed. Many of them were escorted by their families, and so it was the first time that the whole family could see the new home.
Gorn emphasizes that NSHC is always improving. Even though Norton Sound has a new building, it will continue to maintain quality care for patients, especially for residents of the Koyana Care Center, which is one of 14 tribally managed nursing homes in the country. QCC was the first nursing home in Alaska to be tribally owned, and was honored last year as one of the top 39 nursing homes nationwide out of 15,000 surveyed. With this new move for QCC, Gorn says the main improvement is patient privacy.
All of our elders will have their own bathroom in the new facility. Prior to this, we had four elders sharing one bathroom. So they all have their own bedroom in the old facility. We had two elders to each room.
The new QCC facility also has three new rooms and will be able to accommodate a total of 18 residents. Currently, there are 10 elders on the waiting list. As patients and staff get fully settled into the new building, Horn says that there aren't any new services being offered, but the dental program has been expanded and there are more exam rooms. There is also a surgical suite where minor surgeries like gallbladder removal and C-sections could be offered in the future. Gorn adds that the layout protects more patient confidentiality.
Just the increase in communication, staff integration, programs working together better. It's made happier employees, and I think anyone would say that happier employees will improve patient satisfaction.
Gorn says more staff is being drawn to the new hospital, staff that will not only be working in Nome, but also in clinics within the region. Gorn says 75% of healthcare services occur in local communities and stresses the importance of having village health services located next door to hospital services in the new facility.
We are one. Together, we are one healthcare entity. It doesn't matter if this hospital is in Nome. Many of our staff service all the villages. And again, it's that integration. It's knowing that collectively we're all one part of one healthcare system and making sure that our residents have the same access to care in their own villages is very important.
Gorn says Norton Sound strives to be the preferred healthcare provider, and it is the goal of the board of directors and staff to create an environment and quality care so that patients want to come to the new hospital. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Margaret DeMaribus.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.